بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome all viewers. So Dr. Jordan Peterson is somebody who I have been making videos about since 2018. There are certain things that he says that I find to be very beneficial. However, my main criticism of him over the years has been the fact that he never seems to have a practicing, knowledgeable Muslim on his platform to educate him about Islam. Instead, more than once, he's had career Islamophobes on to basically tell him about Islam in a negative light that isn't true. However, it was recently announced that Brother Muhammad Hijab is scheduled to film a podcast with him on November 8th. So this being the case, I really wanted to just share some advice to Brother Muhammad Hijab. I ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it beneficial. I'm putting this out there not only for Brother Muhammad Hijab, but also his team. There are lots of brothers around him who help him and assist him, and I'm sure that they are working hard to prepare for this huge opportunity that is also a very heavy responsibility. I say that because Jordan Peterson has over 4 million subscribers on YouTube alone, and I'm sure the vast majority of his followers are non-Muslim. And if you look at the views that his podcast gets on YouTube alone, we're talking hundreds of thousands of views every episode. So this is potentially a major opportunity to convey the message of Islam to all of these people. However, if not done properly, it could lead to a lot of unforeseen problems. So this being the case, if I was in Brother Muhammad Hijab's position, I would, without any fraction of a doubt, try to have somebody older and wiser, more knowledgeable than myself. I try to have maybe Sheikh Uthman ibn Farooq there with me. That way, if there's something that I'm struggling with, or if Sheikh Uthman were to see an opportunity or something relevant to bring up, then two heads are better than one, as they say. Anyways, without further ado, I want to share some of my advice. I strongly encourage the main focus of this interaction be to clearly and very simply convey the message of Islam. When it comes to Islam, him and his viewers, I think, are severely uneducated, or actually miseducated regarding Islam. And a reason why that might not be so obvious to people is because with someone like Jordan Peterson, he's seen as this intellectual, this academic. So it could be very enticing to try to approach him in a way where we show him that, we Muslims, we're also academic and educated. And in order to demonstrate that, we want to use this super fanciful language. Or we might try to bring up these deep philosophical concepts. However, I would highly discourage any of that. Just tell him exactly, him and his viewers, exactly what Islam is in the most clear, simple language possible. Because even though you might be using clear elementary language, the ideas that you are conveying are extremely deep. And this was the da'wah of Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He would say something that was very clear, something that was short, but it had profound, deep meaning. So for example, two main things I would try to convey is, number one, we have a creator. This creator is so superior to the human being and everything else that exists that we can't even truly fathom the reality of this creator. We didn't create ourselves. We didn't create this world around us. We don't maintain and sustain everything. We have very limited knowledge and ability. And therefore, not only do we have a creator that is superior to us, but this creator even created us with this intuition, knowing he exists, knowing he's greater than us, knowing that he is the all-knowing, all-seeing, that he has the most perfect attributes. And inshallah, I think that this will deeply resonate with Jordan Peterson and his viewers. And then the second detail to really emphasize is the fact that this creator sent guidance to us. He sent revelation to prophets. And this is where I think it's very important to emphasize the fact that throughout time, throughout history, God, Allah, the Creator, has sent prophet after prophet, messenger after messenger, conveying the truth to people. Some of these messengers were given scriptures. And Jordan Peterson, he is quite familiar with the Bible. He has a lecture series on the Bible. So one thing he needs to be educated on is the reality of the Bible and these past scriptures. That prophets were given divine revelation, they were given scriptures, however they have not been maintained, preserved, and authentically passed down to us. Except for the Quran. And it's really important that he understands that the Quran is a miracle. That these prophets throughout time were given miraculous signs proving their truthfulness. And that the Quran is a miracle that has been preserved and passed down. And although I would advise against using a lot of Arabic because he doesn't know Arabic, I do think it would be a good idea to do a very nice recitation of the Quran for him so that he understands that this is what the Quran is. It's this Arabic recitation, and it is the peak of eloquence. I think he also needs to understand the high status of prophets, because unfortunately in the Bible, many of the prophets, peace be upon all of them, are belittled and slandered. So I really think if he does in fact follow through and record the podcast and posts it, that this is an opportunity to simply convey the message of Islam to so many hundreds of thousands of people, inshallah, including Jordan Peterson himself. I do predict he probably will bring up certain critiques and he will be on the offensive to an extent, but I would encourage not being on the defensive as much as possible in this podcast. There might be certain misconceptions that you do want to respond to and clear up. However, I would highly encourage reversing that and being on the offensive and really just trying to use this platform to convey what Islam is foundationally, rather than getting into all these deep, specific branches of this issue and that issue. These people, they don't even know the basic foundation. That's what needs to be solidified in their head before they start diving off into all these deeper topics. And just to wrap things up in closing, this advice is coming from a place of having followed him for quite some time, having listened to many of his recent podcasts where he talks about God and religion and life and the unseen world. I mean, he is somebody with this huge following, and he will have an hour-long or two-hour-long conversations about these deep topics. And Islam is the one thing that has the truth regarding all of this, because it is divine revelation. And we can't truly know about these things without divine revelation, because of our limitations. And what I find in all these podcasts is Jordan Peterson and all of his guests, they explore these topics just using their own limited human conjecture. So unless he submits to the Creator, who is greater than himself, greater than everything else, he's going to be in this perpetual, exhaustive state of trying to figure things out that he will never figure out unless he submits to Allah, unless he submits and follows the guidance of the all-knowing Creator. And I don't think he and many of his viewers have truly been introduced to that in a very clear, unambiguous fashion. They've been miseducated. This is something I myself experienced before reading the Quran myself and searching for truth myself. Many people just assume that what these career Islamophobes say is true and then never even consider Islam. And Allah knows best. One last thing I forgot to mention is I think it's very important to control your emotions, to conduct yourself in a way that is very calm and likable. That doesn't mean be a pushover, but it's probably not a good idea to approach this like a fierce competition where you're trying to get the better of him, where you're trying to be maybe condescending or anything like that. So may Allah make it easy for you. May Allah guide you to what's best. Those are just some of my thoughts, and we'll see what happens on November 8th. Inshallah, if it actually not only gets filmed, but then gets posted. So may Allah make whatever's best happen. May Allah guide all of us to what's best. May Allah guide Jordan Peterson and his followers to Islam. At the end of the day, it is only upon us to convey the message. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.